Blog Talk Radio.
Ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I would like to read a poem that I found today. It says, all I have, O Lord, no matter where I go, I feel your present fear. Day and night, it matters not, for always you are there. May I too as faithful be, may all my acts be aimed to thee. For all I have is truly thine, the bounty of your love divine. I thought that was such a pretty, it's a short poem, but it's really, it's putting it right exactly the way we need to feel, letting us know that God is always there, regardless of what we may feel at the time, but he's always there. And just like he promised, he will never leave us or forsake us. So tonight we're going to talk about red flags. Don't ignore the red flags. Joel and Victoria says it best. One of the most important decisions you can make on the road to your destiny is choosing who you will allow to be a part of your life. The people we spend time with can affect that journey. It can be positive, it can be negative. They influence us to move forward, or rise higher, or hold us back. And I'm sure all of us can relate to that. It is important to recognize the right relationship. When you see that a relationship is unhealthy, you have to be willing to let go so you can be in the right position to receive what God has for you. Yes. Sometimes Satan knows when we are most vulnerable. and he sends us, send those people in our lives to bring us confusion and despair. But just watch out for the red flag. Are you spending too much time with friends who are putting your destiny in jeopardy? Telling you you should do something now other than what you should do later? Are these influences in your life that you know you are not, that you know are not right? Is there a commitment you should, that you are about to make in a relationship that you are unaware of? Oftentimes, those red flags are so present. So, pretty much, God gives you signs and give you those red flags, but sometimes we don't see them. You think, oh, maybe it's just me. It's not that big of a deal, but the enemy is so sneaky. He's not going to send you someone in your life that is going to try to get you to make a 180 degrees turn right away. You'll never do that. No, he's going to get someone who will get you 5 degrees off course. But even if you are only 5 degrees off course, you never reach your destination. Because most of the time, our Heavenly Father is going to find some kind of way to turn you around, to go in the right degree, in the right direction. If you're willing to see those red flags, you are afraid to let go because you don't want to be alone. Remember, God will never leave you alone. He said that he will never leave you or forsake you. His plan for your life is too important. So don't ignore those red flags. Don't ignore that still small voice within. Trust God. Trust that he knows what's best and he has your best interest in mind. And sometimes those red flags can be people closest to us. It can be someone like your family, a family member, or a friend, telling that you should make important decisions that you should not make at this time in your life. Don't ignore those red flags. A scripture that relates to this is 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 33, NIV version. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Yes, it will. If you hang around bad news, it sometimes corrupt you and help you to, and it causes you to start thinking and doing things that you should not. I've experienced that lately. When you're close to God and you start hearing those things, just like, for instance, when you become saved, just remember back when you became saved, a lot of things you stop doing, stop saying, automatically you knew the difference from right from wrong. That Holy Spirit gives you that insight. That is the same thing. When you're in bad company, that spirit is going to give you that red flag. It's going to tell you that something is not right. You get that feeling inside. So the red flag is there, but sometimes we do ignore them. So it's so important that we do not ignore those things. Red flags. Maybe someone is asking you to make a large money transfer. That's a red flag. asking personal information about your investment, borrowing stuff and never return it. Does that sound familiar to you? Red flags. And at this time in our life and the things that we have gone through, we widows will get lots of red flags. There's going to be so many different advice that people is going to give you. There's so many red flags as far as everybody has these decisions that they want you to do, things that you want to do. Just make sure that you pray on it and ask God, is this the right thing to do? Because sometimes we can make bad choices because we are not listening to the red flags, because we are in a vulnerable state of mind. When you've lost your loved one and you don't and you really don't want to deal with if your husband's been dealing and doing all the different taking care of all these different things for you. Yes, you don't sometimes want to be bothered with making a lot of decisions. And sometimes you end up making the wrong decision because we did not listen to the red flags. So be careful in making those decisions. And also, Satan will be everywhere trying to make confusion and making you make the wrong decision. Even with Jesus his disciples, Judas was hanging around with them the whole time. Yes, and he betrayed, even though that he betrayed Jesus, Jesus knew about this. He was not surprised that Judas was going to do this. But all this time, Judas was among them doing all these, making all these things behind their backs. The disciples couldn't even believe that this was Judas, because they all were doing one thing, following Jesus and pretty much being obedient to what Jesus wanted them to do. And Jesus had already identified Judas as a devil. Jesus clearly knew beforehand what the future held for him. Nevertheless, Jesus also made it clear that he had chosen Judas to be in his group of the disciples, just as he had chosen the other 11. This goes to show that it was all part of God's plan. In this situation, Satan was not conspiring against Jesus without Jesus knowing. Quite the contrary, nothing happens at all unless God either causes it or allows it. Just like in Job, God knew what the devil was going to do with Job when he put him through all those different things that he had to suffer, all the suffering. God knew in advance what was going to happen. And God knows about us. When someone is getting ready to do something to us or come in our presence and trying to disturb and make things unhealthy for us. So just knowing that God is always there helping you to make the right decision. But we must allow him, we must pray consistently and asking him to always make the right decision and give us guidance and protection to all these different things that will come upon us. So do not ignore the red flags. And one other thing that I wanted to talk about tonight just 1 second, if I can find that piece of paper where I put it. But that's one of the main things I wanted to talk about, ignoring red flags, because we can get very vulnerable in this time in our life where we will sometimes don't think carefully and through the different decision that we have to make. So just be careful, because it can happen very easily. Oh, I wanted to tell a story about a widow spoke to me once and told me about a situation that she was in when her husband first passed. A neighbor came over and said, really, right after the funeral, which was, to me, that was a little bit too early, that she wanted her to help her to take her husband's clothes out of the closet. And she did, because she was just so upset and just could not even concentrate or think right. And she did. But later, she was so upset of the decision that she made, because it was too soon to take her husband's clothes out of the closet. And after she had given away the clothes to different people and also to Goodwill, but, you know, once you give it away, you can't go and say, can I have this back or can I have that back? So she was very, very upset that she had made that decision. So, and Satan wants you to be confused, wants you to be upset, wants you to make the wrong decision, because he wants you to be unhappy. He doesn't want you to believe that God is going to get you through this time in your life, even though at that time it seems like it's never going to happen. But that's something I wanted to share, because a week after the funeral, that's a little bit too soon. It took me 6 months. My husband passed in June, the beginning of June, and I did not go in the closet, his closet, until 6 months later, which was during Christmas time. And his birthday was in that month too, December. But there was a purpose that God led me to that closet to look at his clothes to be taken out, because in the closet, in the back of the closet, he had bought some toys. My husband would buy toys and different things in advance. He loved shopping. He did more shopping than I did. He bought things in bulk. And when I went in the back of that closet 6 months later and saw all those toys, that I was able to wrap those toys and let those kids know that these toys was from their daddy. That was very emotional for me. So there was a purpose for me at that particular time in my life to do that. So 6 months is not, you know, some people wait years and later. It's okay. It's okay whenever you decide. If you would decide and you want to get rid of everything that has memory to your husband right away, it's up to you. But I really think a week after the funeral was a little bit much early for that widow, and she regretted it so much that she listened to her neighbor. And I don't, her neighbor probably had her best interest, but at the same time, that was not the best decision. So you got to be very careful when during this time in your life, as you go through these different emotions, because sometimes you don't think it through. But just make sure that you always go to God. Be very prayerful. Always pray and ask God for understanding and wisdom. And that is the message that I have for you tonight. Don't ignore the red flags, because there's plenty out there. And we just have to make sure that God gives us, we see what God tells us. Because he's going to give us insight not to do certain things. But sometimes we don't hear it, don't see it, because we are so vulnerable and we're so confused and so unhappy or whatever. So just knowing that what God said, he would never leave us or forsake us. And my pastor said in church the other, my pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr. of the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, he wrote the foreword in the book that we released, A Widow's Touch. And he was up there talking about different things about that we should take care of. And also because there were a young man who had some hardship, and he didn't say much about in details because he wanted to keep some of the things very private. And the church, he was very surprised how the church did surprise him by, we all went up there giving this young man money to help him with his hardship. But he was just talking about how we should take care of our own. And he stressed so much that we should take care of the widows, that churches need to take care of the widows more than they do now. That's, we are, in the Bible it says, honor widows that are widows indeed. And it, that's mean that God, we were special, and we are special. We were special in the Bible, and we are special now to God. He will take care of his widows and their children. So knowing that you are special people of God, and so he's going to always be there sending you signals and letting you know of something that you should do and should not have done. You know, and we all make mistakes. I've made some. I didn't hear him sometimes. And I did some things that I regret. But he's still there every day just trying to give you that encouragement and that guidance and wisdom that we need to get through. And that is my message for tonight. I do have a couple of announcements. We didn't have a meeting this past Saturday. We did a freeconferencecall.com teleconference, and that went well because we had about 11 people who called in, and we discussed certain things of importance. We are getting ready to have something that God has put on my heart to try to also promote the book in more. But what I do need from you, all of you, don't let the dust settle. In November and December, January, the book was being sold. We were having book signing everywhere. Don't let the dust settle. This, people need to know about A Widow's Touch. This book is very encouraging for other widows. Everybody knows a widow. Most of the time, you know how many thousands of widows and people die every day. Unfortunately, that happens. But we are here to encourage another person. It will help you in your healing. At your church, if you know of a widow, give them a gift or set up a book signing for us to come and visit with your church and do a book signing or a ministry, women ministry or whatever. Promote A Widow's Touch. We are getting ready to have a few things at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. One of the things is called Panels of Discussion. Several of the widows who wrote stories in the book will be on a panel. We are going to invite other churches to send some of their widows that are going through to come to this panel of discussion and to ask questions that are here, questions and answers, Q&A, of things that they are dealing with, and they had questions and never asked and wanted to know what other widows are feeling or thinking. And this is also going to promote our book, too, because we are going to ask them for a donation. I'm going to have more detail. I'm trying to get it finalized at the church, details of dates and everything. So once that's done, I'll give you all the details, but this is one way we're doing it. Also, the Willie Watkins is having, you've heard it on the radio, they have a bereavement seminar. We will be having one at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. I will also try to promote the book there at that time also. So I need your help to help promote A Widow's Touch. God had us to write this book not for a purpose, to help the healing of others. And there are more to come. I hope, I wrote an article, my husband was a fireman. So we get, I've been getting a quarterly bulletin, not bulletin, not what you call it, not a bulletin, newsletter every quarter from the National Fallen Fire Foundation. And this is across the country. And I wrote an article just recently. The article came out really nice about my husband. And also, I was able to include the information about the book. So that will get national free advertising. So I'm hoping, and I'm going to be going to one of some of their events this coming year. So that's one way that the book is going to get more marketing promotion. So whatever you can come up with, we also have contacted a few funeral homes. We're waiting for some comments from them. And if we can host some more book signing at other churches, that would be very helpful as well. So please help us support the Next Chapter Widows Ministry because we want to become a 501c3. In order to do that, we need money to do that. So if you promote the book, we can get that done. We're trying to see if we can get that done the first part of this year. But like I say, this will help us to get that done and helping us to promote and taking care of these initial costs, these costs that we have to take care of. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Just to invite others that we will continue to be on the air every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And this is a cost also. It's a small cost, but it's still a cost that we have to pay each month. And we're going to be inviting other people to come on and help me out as far as giving you messages. And sometimes we will also have people that can give you information that will benefit you, benefits that you might not be aware of. So just knowing that we're going to be doing those things throughout the year. And that is it. I thank you once again, and you have a great week. And just look for those red flags. Listen for those small voices that you hear that God is going to be sending you. And just be blessed, and just knowing that He loves you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And the Next Chapter Widows Ministry is here for whatever we can do for you. And have a good night.
And I know He's able. I've got to see. in the grind, that is blessing, no more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground, now I'm knowing, and it's showing.
Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed.